The Passenger is based on a story set in the mid-1950s by Auschwitz survivor Sophia Posmitsch. The character, Lisa, a former Nazi camp officer, is on a cruise with her husband. She thinks she sees a former prisoner.
Why should she make you nervous? There's something strange about her manner.
Not really. Lisa's kept her Nazi past secret. Ship scenes unfold on the all-white upper deck, Auschwitz sequences in the shadowy, dark prison hell, essentially below deck. The same scene continues in the past as Lisa's superior reinforces Nazi rule.
Is something wrong, Aufseher in France? Why hesitate? That's not like you. Remember, you are serving the Fatherland and the Führer.
The Passenger was written in 1967 by Polish-born, Russian-schooled Mieczysław Weinberg. The young Jewish musician escaped Warsaw in 1939. He never heard The Passenger performed. Director David Poutney says after the Soviet Union's collapse, a lot of previously unknown music got picked up by other publishers.
And they sent round leaflets basically saying, you know, composer Weinberg, who I'd never heard of course, a friend of Shostakovich, opera about Auschwitz. And it was one of those bits of paper that's on its way into the waste paper basket. And luckily in this case, I just said, wait a minute, what? Friend of Shostakovich, Auschwitz, what is this?
Weinberg's friend and teacher, Dmitri Shostakovich, called it a perfect masterpiece. Poutney first presented The Passenger in 2010 to Austrian audiences, then took it to London, now Houston. Patrick Summers, the company's artistic director, calls it stunning, which doesn't make it easy on audiences.
It is unrelentingly dark. There's no point in trying to pretend it isn't.
Weinberg writes percussive, disjointed music for prison scenes, jazzy sequences on the boat, and spare lyrical vocal writing. Soprano Melody Moore and baritone Morgan Smith sing the roles of prisoners who are in love.
And suddenly everything stops, literally everything. The music. There are two spotlights. You know, everything is down to a pinpoint.
You're alive?
You're alive?
You're alive!
They had no idea they were going to see each other, completely surprised by the circumstances that suddenly put them together. They're just grateful for those few minutes together.
They won't survive together. Smith's character is ordered to play a waltz on the violin for the commandant, but defiantly plays Bach instead. His character's beaten, dragged away, violin smashed. So yes, says Patrick Summers, it's dark. But he says The Passenger does what great art's supposed to do. It changes how we see things.
I've noticed autumn leaves on the ground here in Houston in a way that I've not before. It's made me appreciate things that are around me every day.
Summers says this work offers no moral, it doesn't solve a problem, it just asks us, begs us, to remember. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.
Oh, shit.